Voters in Louisiana's 5th Congressional District decide on a representative in the November 4th election. Clyde Holloway is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Mr. Holloway, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Well, in last year's special election, you in part ran due to political posturing you felt was taking place in the race. Why the decision to put your name on the ballot in November?
Well, of course, I thought that Vance did not. You know, he could have been there 30 years had he behaved and done, you know, what he should have. And I did not like, I really personally do not believe he deserved to be the congressman from the 5th District after actually saying how family values and all. And I actually endorsed him, but, you know, I wasn't satisfied with the outcome and just felt that I had to run the race to give the 5th District fair representation.
What is the largest problem you see facing the district and how do you address that?
To me, the breakup of the family still is the biggest issue, not only in our district, but in our country, but particularly in the South. I think it's the worst issue, particularly in the South, and the 5th District of Louisiana probably is one of the worst areas for that. Our debt is a tremendous issue. Just big government is a tremendous issue that faces us.
The Affordable Care Act, what is your position, and what would you like to see happen there?
Well, of course, I'm opposed to it the way it is today. Anytime that you have companies that are reducing people that are part-time and taking them off insurance, it should be the Unaffordable Act because it is unaffordable, and it's going to be more unaffordable, I think, we're going to see after the election. But yet, I think there are issues. I have quoted a lot of times Congressman Starkey, who was there when I was there, a very liberal member from California. He said if everyone had Louisiana's charity hospital system, we wouldn't need this act. That was 20 years ago, and we see it today. So as much as I oppose it, I think there are some good parts of it. Doctors need to be the ones to handle health care. We still have the greatest health care system in the world. Drugs are too expensive, prescription drugs in a lot of cases. But there are things we can do. And if we're going to repeal it, which we're not for 2 years because Obama's going to veto it. But 2 years from now, if we can do it, we need to have a plan that takes care of what we need to take care of. But there are so many problems with the Affordable Act that it just needs to be totally repealed.
The national issue, immigration, how do you see that being addressed?
Well, we have to break that into two parts. There are legal immigration, which I strongly favor. There are millions of people on a legal wait list who get pushed back by illegals. So there are doctors and nurses and engineers and people that want to come to America and love America. And then we have the group that come because they see a better chance and they see we do nothing to stop them. So that we need to stop. We need to know every person that crosses our border, if they have a legal permit or if they're a legal citizen, they should be allowed in. If not, they should be sent back. And I don't care if that requires a fence. I don't care if that requires letting Border Patrol and Customs do their job. But we need to know every individual. Other countries do not allow you in just to do it. So we need not to as well. We need to, the greatest role for the federal government is to defend our shores. No one who comes in our country is part of defending our shores.
Clyde Holloway is a candidate for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. Mr. Holloway, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, and we thank you for having us.